Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
One of my favorite things about being single is a first kiss. If you're in a relationship, you have the one first kiss, and that's yours forever, and that's good, whatever. If you're single, you're doing it right, you should have multiple first kisses. That's the way that it happens, with multiple partners, and you don't know how they're going to kiss until you kiss them. It's this big love mystery. There's two types of kisses, open mouth, closed mouth. Open, open, good. Closed, closed, good. Open, closed, one of the worst things ever. I leaned into a girl one night, I came in open, because I thought I earned it. She came in closed, and I didn't know what was happening until I had all of her lips in my mouth. I had her in my mouth. I don't know what to do. I'll tell you what I wanted to be able to dislocate my jaw and swallow her whole, just to get rid of the witness. I don't want this to be ladies' room fodder from now on.
The end. The wake-up call.
It's tax season, and unfortunately, as if it's adding insult to injury, tax season is also prime picking for hackers. And the reason for that is because a lot of people are trying to do their taxes online. They have to give a lot of their personal information digitally, and beep bop boop, the hackers have your private info. And thank God we've got our own cybersecurity expert here named Kevin, who has tips on how you can avoid getting hacked. Kevin, take it away.
Number one.
Yes. Okay. Wow, you look directly at Katie. We'll get into that.
Okay.
Update all your software, because most of your software is outdated now.
All right, there you go. Step one.
to stop reusing passwords.
Okay, stop. That's a steep order.
Yeah, it is.
It's a steep order.
It's hard to remember, right?
It's very hard. Yeah.
Oversharing on social media.
Like what? The last four of your social?
With enough information, like your mom's maiden name, they can convince a phone company to switch your number to a new phone number.
Okay, got it.
Crazy. All right. Using an unsecure Wi-Fi. So like at Starbucks or like any place that gives public...
Airports.
Yeah, okay. Especially airports.
Yeah, okay. Especially airports.
And this one is very on at you, Katie.
Is this the last one or is this okay?
This is the last one.
And more, these are tips on how to avoid getting hacked this tax season.
Clicking on suspicious links.
And by suspicious links, he means ads.
Yeah. Okay, am I clicking on suspicious links or am I on Temu?
They are one and the same.
Oh my God.
And it's Temu.
Okay, you get hacked 3 times in 1 month and all of a sudden you've got a problem.
You shouldn't be hacked at all.
You shouldn't be hacked at all.
3 times is excessive.
One debit card, 2 credit cards.
No, 2 debit cards, 1 credit card.
It's hard to keep it all straight. And that was how Katie spent her Christmas vacation. And Kevin, we have something to tell you.
What?
Katie?
I don't have anything to tell him. I don't have a single thing to tell you.
Did she get hacked again? Katie! See, this is what I told you.
She got hacked again.
Okay.
I feel like you're on the list. You're on the hacker list.
Oh,
easy. Suspect.
You left and Katie just goes, I go, what's wrong? What? She goes, I think I got hacked again. I go, no, you didn't.
Oh my God.
And she goes, hold on a second. And she's grabbing her phone. She goes, I gotta call my husband. And then I hear her on the phone with her husband, Mike, hey. Did you just make a purchase? Because I didn't. That wasn't me. And I could hear him. And she goes, I think we got hacked. And then he just goes, all right.
See, he's even used to it now.
Okay, I think I know what's happening. Because what got hacked this time was actually his card. Now, how did his card get hacked?
You used his card.
When my cards were hacked and I didn't have a card, because of course they shut my cards off, I put his card into my Apple Pay. Here's what I think is happening.
And
listen to me. And you can look this up. I started, after that period, using my Apple Pay a lot more often. When you scan it at, like, gas stations and stuff, sometimes they have skimmers on
it. That's not how the skimmer works.
That's exactly how the skimmer works. Oh, you tell me how the skimmer works.
A skimmer is the physical card that is at a gas station pump. When you actually hold your phone up to Apple Pay, that is the most secure way to actually buy something. This was 100%. You making an online purchase.
Well, what did I buy?
From an ad on social. I'll tell you. This is how the rest of the conversation with her husband went, Kevin. You're just joining us. Katie got hacked for the fourth time since this year. She goes, well, I got a bunch of stuff for vacation. I'm sure, because the algorithm's out there. Yeah. They know she's going to the beach
soon. They probably followed her thing. Exactly. Said, oh, she bought tickets.
Oh, she got hey, Shein, Temu, come here.
So I can't buy stuff on Shein anymore?
Here's what you should probably do. Let's say you're scrolling.
Oh, my God.
And you see, like, oh, fun sun hat where the center's cut out of it. Or I don't know what you buy.
Oh, my God, I have that in my car.
Okay, right. So if you see that and you see the company... Open a new tab on your internet browser, go to that website and search it instead of clicking a link that you see on social media.
It's not on social media. I'm on the Shein app. Now you're telling me I can't use the Shein app?
Maybe that one was fine.
At what point do the credit card companies stockpile pre-issued new credit cards because Katie keeps getting hacked?
That would be so funny. If Bank of America's like, hey, Katie, Ms. Wake Up Call, from now on, we won't be issuing you a debit card or a credit card. Here's just a gift card. So that every month, you will get an allowance from us.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Justin Bieber. Not in a good place, guys.
Sure doesn't seem like it.
Not in a good place. He and his wife, Haley Baldwin Bieber, they attended church together.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were at church, Justin performed a song, Christian song, Avi. And his father-in-law, actor Stephen Baldwin, filmed it and posted it online and asked everybody, please pray for the couple.
Why are you smirking?
I'll tell you in a second. So everybody did. What I love about this story so much is that immediately Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin told Stephen, why did you do that? Don't post about us. Take it down. Take that down. Don't post about us. And now everybody's like, what's going on?
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Why are we praying for? Yes, of course we'll pray. But what's wrong? Tell us, Stephen
Baldwin.
Is it
their marriage? Is it his health?
We don't know. We don't know. Is one of their pets sick? Did they lose their car keys? It could be anything.
It could be anything. Could Saint be Anthony. Anything.
And we don't have the answer. Okay. Stephen Baldwin now is not responding to anything, any questions or anything like that because he got his hand bit.
Yeah, Dad.
Right. And the couple is allegedly furious with him for doing that. So that's it. That's the whole story. But here's why I'm bringing this up. What a funny prank. And I want to do this. How, just putting it out there, the idea of the whole thing. What if I just one day, I find a picture of you, Katie, where you're looking a little down in the dumps. Okay, maybe I take it here in the studio without you even realizing it. And all you're doing is just looking at something on TikTok that you're concerned with, but you look sad.
Okay.
Then I superimpose maybe a blue sky with clouds behind you. And then a picture of, I don't know, pray hands behind that.
Okay.
Or maybe just Jesus himself. And I post that and I just go, please pray for Katie. That would be the funniest prank ever for no reason. There's nothing going on with you.
I would be so mad at you.
But why?
Because. Okay, I'll tell you why. Because for.
Don't you want people to pray for you?
Yeah, but okay, I don't want them to think something is wrong. So I don't want to concern people. I don't want people to be contacting me.
Right.
For no reason. I mean, I don't mind people contacting me, but I don't want people contacting me because they're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my family to see that. My mom gets on the phone. What's wrong?
Your family would definitely get
involved.
Tell
me, what is the matter?
What's happening?
And then there will be some, and then I'll have to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be some people that won't see the statement. So then they'll just keep thinking something happened to Katie.
Okay. Well, what if I find a picture of Kevin and his brother, Bobby? And maybe it's a picture where, I don't know, Kevin fell down on his bottom.
Okay.
Okay. And Bobby's just standing there, just helping him up or something like that. And I write, please pray for Kevin.
Wait, he needs prayers.
No, I don't.
You just have been saying that you've been blue and down in the dumps and you got to go sit by the river.
What's prayer's going to do for that?
Oh, it lift your spirits.
Does it?
Sure.
I need it lift my finances.
So in that case, there is something to be concerned about with Kevin.
Or what if I pair it with the song In the Arms of an Angel?
Okay, what if we get in on this together, okay?
Okay.
What if we send out an all-staff email and we do it about somebody in the building, but we don't include them on the email? We remove that person from the email. Like our operations manager,
who my God,
hates our guts, doesn't speak to us. What if, hey, friends. As we all know, Aaron's been having a really tough time. I think he's been on vacation. So we should say, you might have noticed he's been out.
Oh my God.
Dealing with some personal issues. Let's yes. all come together to support Aaron through this difficult time.
Could you imagine?
It's not so funny.
So funny. happening?
There isn't a person. I wish people knew who he was. There isn't a drier, less fun, more crabby person in this building than this man.
And everybody all day long would go up to him and be like, hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to check in.
Yeah.
I got you a coffee.
And then he'll get mad at us, and then we'll just finger gun him and be like, you got Baldwin. Yeah. That's great.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
A new study has come out on the manliness of America, and it is eye-opening and eyebrow-raising, to say the least. But you know what? It kind of explains an awful lot. 50% of the men in this country say that they have felt pressure to act manly in their life. And 80% of men in America believe that there's societal pressure for men to behave manly.
Oh, interesting.
And you know what? Makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of problems. I'll say problems, some good stuff, but mostly problems in America that could probably trace its roots all the way back to this problem.
Oh, like I need to behave a certain way and I'm not, and it's building up in me.
Exactly. And I feel inadequate. Therefore, I need to then do this to combat that.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense.
Do you consider yourself a manly person?
I don't know.
I guess it depends on what your definition of...
I don't think I've ever felt pressure to act manly.
Did you? I mean...
I don't think... Like, if I'm, like, thinking back on my life, like, there's lots of times where I... Even if I did something that's considered stereotypical manly, I didn't do it because I felt pressured to do it.
That's probably because of the way you were raised. Like, is your dad like a manly guy? I mean,
yeah, my dad's manly. I would say he's manly.
Because he has a mustache?
No, but I mean, he likes the outdoors. He likes hiking and like looking at nature.
Is that manly?
Is my dad not manly? Is my dad not manly? As I'm like sitting here trying to think of like, oh my God, is my father not manly?
I don't.
Like, we took me to sporting events occasionally, but we mostly went to museums. And he took me to swim practice. I wanted to say like he grilled, but he didn't. He mostly cooked.
Okay, well, you and grill. Baked.
This is like.
Okay, that's okay.
I'd never realized this before.
What? Okay. What about, like...
Am I manly?
Are you manly?
Am I manly?
Well...
I'm very manly.
Okay, you grill.
Bingo. Yeah.
You have a mustache.
Yeah, right now I got a mustache. Yeah. But I can grow a beard anytime I want.
I do. I mean...
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, you do wear shirts with, like, cartoon characters on them.
What's manly clothes?
You say things like...
Wearing a jersey with another man's name on the back, that's manly?
I was thinking just not a cartoon on the front of it. Kevin did let you have some of his chips earlier, and you flung the bag in the air and said, take these away from me. I'm going to get fat. You one time bragged to me because you used a drill to put up a baby gate.
Am I not manly either?
We're talking about this. Can I tell you something?
We're talking about this because a study came out about how men feel pressured to be manly in this country. 80% feel the pressure. 50% actually do it.
Okay. I want to say you are manly in stature. You look physically manly. Do you behave manly?
Okay. All right. Let's pivot this conversation.
Okay. Like, I've seen you floating in your pool many times on your back holding a Truly.
Okay, well, hold on.
Okay.
Let's pivot the conversation, okay?
Okay.
Is it bad if I'm not?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you want your kids to think you're manly? We've seen you see a moth in this studio, and it nearly made you turn yourself inside out.
That's true.
I have seen
you... But then you've also, both of you have tried to scare me, and I don't move an inch.
Okay, that is
That's
true.
Manly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have seen a big bee come at you, and the shriek that came out of you was...
Well, it's a carpenter bee. They're big and fat and black, and they're scary. They make a loud noise.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. But is it necessarily bad if you've a guy who's not manly? I don't think that it is.
It doesn't matter to me at all. That does not matter to me at all. I feel like, honestly, I'm manly enough for me and my husband.
Well, you don't need to be manly.
I know, but I mean, like, I can cover the manly stuff.
I watched Barbie, and I feel like that's good.
No, that is good.
Okay.
I mean, Kevin...
Don't bring me into this.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We are going to be talking about OnlyFans. We're not going to get graphic with it, but... If just the word OnlyFans makes you squeamish, you can earmuff the kids. But what do you do when somebody that you know is on OnlyFans and you discover this and you're like, oh my God, wait, what? Do you subscribe to see what they're putting up there? Do you subscribe openly? Do you subscribe secretly, like creating, like, I don't know, some sort of dummy account or something
possible?
Like, I don't even know. I've never signed up for OnlyFans.
No.
But I've thought about it.
Well, sure.
Many times. Somebody that Katie and I know.
Yeah.
We just found out is on OnlyFans.
Right.
Or did you know? I just.
I knew. I told you. You just found
I did
out.
Not know.
Right.
We kind of.
He made us really want to look.
Yeah. We kind of.
Right. We haven't pulled the trigger.
Right.
Now, if I had to guess, this is more R plus rated content.
Now, why do you think that?
Because I don't think the person that told me would have been willing to tell me if it were X-rated.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Because of who that person is to them.
The relation that they have.
Yes.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense.
But it's someone we know's family member.
And by X-rated, you mean axe.
The whole shebang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it is probably more sexy pictures with a little peekaboo of a nippy.
See, this is why I think we should subscribe somehow.
Okay, but will they know?
I don't know the mechanics of OnlyFans at all. I know that there are stories out there where OnlyFans models didn't know that their stepdad was subscribing and watching their stuff.
Right.
Until one day they did know. So I don't know why that happened. Like, Google... Does an OnlyFans model know who's subscribing? Everybody should know. They should teach it in school at this point. What did you find?
Okay, as an OnlyFans creator, you can see who your subscribers are, but you cannot see who those subscribers are following. Okay, well, who cares who they're following?
But so they would know. So if we subscribe to her OnlyFans,
she could see that we're following her.
And I'm not sure which one of the two of us would be worse. Like, for following
her. It would be worse if it was you.
Yeah, probably
me. I could say, like, oh, I was just trying to help her out financially.
Why can't I say that?
Because that makes you sound even creepier.
Well, what you're doing makes her sound like a runaway. She's not...
I mean, in a lot of cases, isn't that what you suspect from an OnlyFans? Not one of the, like, famous ones, but somebody who's just like, you know what I think I'm going to do for money?
916-909-1065. Now, I understand you want to remain anonymous, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you know somebody who is on OnlyFans.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us, obviously don't say their name, but do you want to tell us what relation they have to you?
It's my son's mother.
Your son's mother.
Okay.
Oh, okay. My God.
First of all, how did you find out that she had an OnlyFans?
We were going through court stuff, and I did some research.
Oh, my God. Okay. And did you look at it?
Yes, I had to.
You had to?
For parts of it, yes.
I guess to find out what kind of OnlyFans it is.
Is that why?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. So do you secretly subscribe to it?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore, but you did.
I did while we were going through stuff.
Is what you can find on her OnlyFans...
Is it nudity or is it axe?
Oh, it's all of the above.
Okay.
Wowie, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And did that change things for your court situation?
Yes and no.
I mean, because it's not illegal.
It's not illegal. But I guess it would change things in the way that, like, being a stripper changes things sometimes.
Why would that change things?
I don't know, but you hear stories, though, that it depends on your judge.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct.
How did it change things?
It helped me prove some stuff as incorrect.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay, where it can be illegal is, let's say she has an income from it that she's not reporting.
Of course.
And
yeah.
she's trying to bleed him for child support.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know any of this to be true. I am just saying things, and your silence may or may not confirm that. So anyway.
Okay. So the fact that she has one didn't change anything.
No.
Okay. As far as custody is what I mean. Okay.
Wow.
Well, huh.
How about that?
How about that?
Well, thank you so much for your call.
No problem. I hope it was interesting enough for you guys.
It was very interesting.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I sound like I have a lot of energy, but I don't. I'm running on fumes. This is the death rattle of a man right now.
Why?
Because you'd think, as a puppy owner, I got a bad night's sleep because of the puppy. Not true. Because here's what happened last night. I wake up in the middle of the night, and our puppy, we have a corgi named Fozzie. He sleeps in a crate downstairs. And in order so that we can hear him in the middle of the night, we took a baby monitor and hooked it up in the living room.
Okay.
I think I hear him whimpering. This is at like 1:30 in the morning.
Okay.
He's been sleeping through the night. And then I listen closer and it's not him. It's a bird. I hear a bird on the baby monitor in my living room. It's making all kinds of noises. It's one of those birds. I think it's a mockingbird because it's doing that thing where its song changes every time it makes a noise, it's a different noise, but it's the same bird. If there's anybody who's a bird expert listening right now,
they're called birders,
but I'm pretty sure it's a mockingbird because it's different every single time. It's almost like remix and then different bird sound. And I go down there because I'm like, well, maybe it is Fozzie. Just to check. And Fozzie did have to go out.
Okay.
Thank God. Because when I go out, I find the problem. There is a bird in one of our trees. We have a lemon tree right in the corner of our house out back. 1:30 at night. Singing as loud as he possibly can. And it's absolutely a guy. How do I know that? Because I Googled it because I couldn't go back to sleep because he's so damn loud. I'm shocked everybody else in the house slept. But me and Fozzie were up for a very long time because of this damn bird. And I looked it up. Birds in the middle of the night, especially in this area, they will sing because they're looking for a mate and they know it's quiet at night. So their song goes further.
Wow.
So, okay, now I was hit with a real problem. I was mad at this bird.
Sure.
Do I go back out there and shake the tree and tell him to get? Or do I open my heart up and say, listen, he's trying to shoot a shot.
Okay.
You know, he's just trying to get his.
Okay.
I can respect that. I was a single guy once.
This is interesting because it brings me back to another bird-related situation that you had at your house. There was a time when a hummingbird made a nest in your, what do you call that?
It was on the wire of our party lights in our patio cover.
Okay, patio cover, right. Yeah,
That nest is still there.
Okay. And you wanted to make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife and your daughter forebode it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And...
because I knew it was going to get messy.
Right. But you were willing to make that bird go away, a bird that was literally laying on eggs.
Yeah.
But you don't want to shake this tree and just make this bird move to a different yard because maybe he's going to get some?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't make that mama bird move. I didn't.
Oh, because your wife would have been furious.
Yeah. So I didn't. And she had her babies and the babies grew and did make a mess, by the way. Huge mess.
Oh, my God. How much of a mess could baby hummingbirds make?
You would be shocked.
Okay.
That's a good point. But then I think the reason why this bird decided to pick our lemon tree to sing a song of love.
Okay.
Is because I think, and again, I don't know this, and I wish we had a birder to tell us whether or not this is true. I think that with mockingbirds, the boys build the nest. Uh-huh. And then they're like...
look that up, Kevin.
And then they're like, hey!
Look, I got a house!
Look what I did! Look what I did!
I got my own place.
Right. I'm a boy. I'll have sex with you. Look at my nest. Like, I think that's what he's been saying all night. And?
Males do build the foundation of the nest.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you know what this means?
What? I don't know. It means I've got a lot of, me and Fozzie the Corgi have a lot of sleepless nights.
That's what I'm saying.
Gah.
You better put that bird on a hinge so he meets somebody soon.
Can you help me make a profile for this bird?
Of course.
Just the picture. I don't need to take his picture. I could probably use any picture from the internet.
Okay.
And I'll just put it up there. Hobbies. Loves to sing.
Yeah.
Good with my wings.
Handy.
Wingy.
Okay.
Yeah. And
night owl.
Good provider.
Okay. Do we know that?
No.
Okay.
And handsome.
Okay. Right.
Right. Sensitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. If you're a single bird lady and you're listening to this, listen, you don't need to be a mockingbird. I don't know if he might prefer that or not, but I am going to say we're taking all applications.
Okay.
And please submit. You can email Gavin at endonline.com your single bird profiles, and we're going to make this happen, okay?
How beautiful.
It is beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, everybody. Just sit back. Fall asleep at work. It's fine. We want to know, what do you need, all caps, to fall asleep? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because there has been a huge increase in one particular sleep aid. And I will tell you this, my entire family is part of this, 40% of America, and it's creating a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
And it is white noise.
Oh.
This.
I have to have it.
White noise.
Ideally,
playing.
I have it in stereo. Coming from two different directions.
I believe it's playing. If you're listening in your car, this should be in stereo. Please don't fall asleep. And if you do, pull over.
How does anyone fall asleep to this?
Oh, it's so pretty great. Bad. The problem is with my family, and I think it would be a problem with most people. When you have white noise playing, the problem with that is it makes it hard to hear other things. Like, it creates a pecking order in your head. Your brain is focused on the white noise,
okay,
which is what makes you fall asleep and sleep well, because your brain, while you're sleeping, is focused on the noise.
Got it.
And processing that, and it's not thinking about anxious thoughts you've had throughout the day.
Thank God.
It's calming your dream receptor, like the things that create dreams and nightmares.
And this is a bad thing?
Yes, because no one else in my house hears the dog bark in the middle of the night. If the cats knock something over, if a monster comes in the room to steal my penis.
Your penis. I know. Does your wife listen to white noise?
Yes.
So then you're also listening to white noise, right?
Yes, and it's creating a problem.
But is the same thing not happening to you in your brain?
I'm the least susceptible to
it. Okay.
Because it doesn't necessarily work for everybody. But 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Matt for a second. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, this is interesting. Tell us what you need to fall asleep.
So, it's close like white noise, but it's called brown noise.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Now, what's funny about brown noise is they ranked this. White noise is first.
Okay.
Brown noise is a very close second. This is what brown noise sounds like. It's a little bit lower frequency.
Oh,
more like an airplane. Oh. Okay. And after brown noise, there is actually a third category of noise that is very popular, and it's green noise. And a lot of people are starting to sleep with that as well.
And what is that?
This is what green noise sounds like.
It's like you're in the womb.
It's muffled. Kind of. It's more aquatic.
All of this makes me want to I've never been more soothed than I am right now.
Matt, do you need anything else besides noise to fall asleep?
Yeah, and I also take some magnesium.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Okay, I have a friend that just told me about magnesium as well.
Yeah, oh, that's good advice. Thanks, Matt. Thank you so much for calling. Let's see what Greta needs to fall asleep. This is pretty funny. Greta, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you need to fall asleep?
I need trazodone, which is pretty mild.
God, I miss trazodone.
What is trazodone?
It's the most wonderful sleeping medication.
Is it like Ambien?
It's similar, but I don't think there's as many like side effects.
Okay.
Yeah. It just kind of gently puts you to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it feels so good.
As opposed to Ambien that just knocks you straight out?
Some people think I shouldn't take sleeping pills,
no.
So now I can't.
Yeah, Greta, do you need anything else?
I need my blankie.
Sure.
And how old are you?
I'm 46.
That's okay. I have a squishy blanket. Pillow, and my squishy pillow was my childhood pillow, and it's absolutely brown and disgusting. Obviously, I put a pillowcase on it, and I just hold it.
Squishy pillow.
Yeah.
You need it. Oh, my God. And 909-1065, Rachel. Great. Oh, I guess she fell asleep. Okay. So we put this up on Facebook.
So funny.
And we got some. Now, these might be suggestions also for what can help you fall asleep.
It's funny how people are really steadfast in it. Okay. Michelle said clean talk. I have to watch cleaning videos on TikTok of ladies cleaning. I don't know why. It's just so soothing.
If a man said that, there would be some sort of fetish involved.
Well, sure. Kim said weighted blood. This is funny. Weighted blanket with my foot out. Thinner blanket to cover my arm. No sound, no light. Even a small dot of light keeps me awake. Fan on. Melatonin, CBD, low-dose gummies.
Oh, my God.
And seriously, if there is a dot of light, it will pierce my eye.
By the way, couldn't recommend the Nod Pod weighted blanket more. It's wonderful.
Kelly said, I go in stages. Lately, I've been watching videos of rides at amusement parks. Previously, I was into videos of lazy rivers at water parks. And then also went through a baking ASMR video phase. I also like rain on tarps. Allison said, and this one... Allison, we gotta talk. She said, my vape. If I can't find it in my bed, I go insane and start digging around like a little truffle pig.
Sure. Well, we've all done that with remote controls.
Right. Usually it's not something I'm gonna suck on. And then Joseph said, I cannot fall asleep unless my eyes are closed.
Well, come on. We all know.
I tried it the other way around and it just doesn't work.
Of course. Come on. You got jokes, I guess.
Yeah.
Although, if you're my brother, there was a phase where he slept with his eyes open. And if that doesn't make you want to end someone's life, As a mercy kill, Kevin. As a mercy kill.
Okay, calm down, Luigi. Ryan.
You're because you're pretty sure that that person's possessed by the devil. Oh my God. Just eyes wide open, and they're just going. Keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065.
1065, the end. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin is going to be taking the reins today and playing Are You Smarter Than Kevin? And, Kevin, what is the name of our contestant today?
Ray, like a ray of sunshine.
Oh, Ray, are you there?
Ahoy, matey, yes.
Ahoy. Oh, she's a pirate.
Oh, welcome aboard. You're going to love one of the questions I have for you. All right, Kevin's going to step out of the studio. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. And the jackpot is up to $380, Ray. All right?
Wow.
Now, here we go.
Oh, I'm excited.
Question one, Ozzy Osbourne was almost in Pirates of the Caribbean. It was 2007's At World End, and he would have been in the scene with other classic rockers Keith Richards and Paul McCartney, but Sharon Osbourne turned it down. She regrets that. Name any of the bands that one of those rock stars were in. Three seconds. Three, two,
Black Sabbath.
All righty. Question two. The president of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, is not laying down during these negotiations to end the war. President Trump and Vladimir Putin have been in negotiations, but Trump is starting to tell the lies that Putin has been telling, and Zelensky is now fighting back in the press to correct him. How many years has this war been going on?
What war?
The war between Ukraine and Russia right now.
Three seconds.
Three, two, one.
I'll do 10.
All righty. Question three. Did you hear about the OnlyFans performer that claimed to have slept with over 100 guys in one day? Well, she made another announcement. She's pregnant. And, shocker, she's not disclosing who the father is. True or false, that record was broken immediately by another performer.
False.
Question four. Nicole Kidman and her husband Keith Urban spent Valentine's Day in the police station. Why? Their house was robbed. They were part of a series of burglaries in rich neighborhoods, and they were not home at the time. What is the sexy movie that Nicole Kidman did that is getting her award nominated?
I think it's called Baby Girl.
And question five, KFC announced that they are no longer going to be Kentucky Fried Chicken. Since day one, they were headquartered in Kentucky, but now they are relocating to Texas. If it's 900 miles from Kentucky to Texas and you drove 70 miles an hour, how many full hours would it take you?
So 900, you say hours or miles?
Miles.
And then, sorry, what was the second part of the question?
If you drove 70 miles an hour, how long, how many full hours would that take?
Divided by, maybe, oh God, I'm not. 12?
Okay. Please bring Kevin back in here. And Ray, what are you doing this morning?
I am heading to work right now.
Heading to work. All right. Yeah. Where do you work?
I work at Sac State.
What do you do at Sac State? Oh, do you know boy. Kevin?
No, I don't. I work in records and registration, where I'm sure they're going to make fun of me if I lose really hard today. So.
Oh, boy. No, we can't.
Well, listen, if Kevin beats you, you can just go in and delete his records.
No, don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
That'd be so sad.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Ozzy Osbourne was almost in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
In 2007, the movie The World's End came out, and or At World's End. And he would have been in the scene with other classic rockers, Keith Richards and Paul McCartney, but Sharon Osbourne turned down the opportunity. Name any of the bands that just one of those rockers were in.
One of the rockers, like one of the Osbournes?
Any of the people that I just mentioned.
The Beatles?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, where's your ringy ding? You didn't get your ringy ding. Right. Hold on a second. Hold on. There it is. Can you name the other two?
Is it like something black?
Black Sabbath.
Yes.
That was Ozzy.
And then the one.
Keith Richards was in what?
Rolling Stone.
Wow.
That's the one with the tongue.
Oh, that's why you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to be a band, not just a logo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Question two. President of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, is not laying down during these negotiations to end the war. President Trump and Vladimir Putin have been in negotiations, but Trump is starting to tell the same lies that Putin has been telling. It's making Zelensky very nervous, and he's taking it to the press to correct him. How many years has this war been going on now?
3?
Yeah, wow. 3 years this month.
It's a long time.
Sure is. Question two. Did you hear about that OnlyFans performer that claimed to have slept with 100 guys in one day?
Yeah.
Big announcement from her. She's pregnant.
Well, 100 guys, the probability is high.
Hold on a second. She's also not saying who the father is.
What?
True or false? That record was broken almost immediately by another performer.
True.
Yeah.
They're in the film industry.
That's why. Yeah. Okay.
Why you do that, though? 100 guys.
I don't
know. You don't get tired?
Well, I'm sure she did. Question four. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban spend Valentine's Day at the police station because their house got robbed as part of a series of burglaries in rich neighborhoods. Good news is they were not home at the time. What is the sexy movie that Nicole Kidman just did that is getting her award nominated?
Just did. I don't
3 seconds.
Baywatch.
Baywatch. It was not Baywatch. It was Baby Girl.
Never heard of her.
Baby Girl?
Never.
Glass of Milk? No? All right. Question five. KFC announced that they are no longer going to be Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What?
Since day one, they were headquartered in Kentucky, and they're relocating the headquarters to Texas.
So they're going to be TFC?
Who knows? Probably not.
I would not eat there then.
If it's 900 miles from Kentucky to Texas, okay, and you drove 70 miles an hour.
Oh, boy.
How many full hours would it take you?
Well, 10 would give me 700, so 70, 12. 12 and then some change, 4 hours, 12 hours.
Yes.
Katie could never do that.
Not in a million years, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
She'll
not
be
in
like,
a million years.
How fast do I know I'm going?
Right, but how far am I going? Ray, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Final score.
I'm so nervous.
Get ready to hit that delete button. You got 3 and Kevin got 4. Kevin wins.
Wow, this was a tough one.
Barely.
Yeah, it wasn't that close. I mean, well, I guess it was close. Yeah, okay. But Ray, what is it that you want to tell us?
Dang, today I am definitely not smarter than Kevin.
No, not today. But thank you, though, for playing. Hopefully you had a lot of fun.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
A recent poll was done on what is the perfect day for America. And it was...
Like the perfect day of the year?
No.
What would be your perfect day?
It would be like a perfect day. Not, but like a normal day. Not like, oh, I'd be in Paris or something like that.
Okay.
And it mostly involved TV and sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask you.
Okay.
How much TV time, how much nap time in what showed up as... America's perfect day.
Okay, so people under nap.
People under nap.
They don't nap long enough. Oh. So I'm going to say an hour nap, which is child's play. And then I might be saying too much about myself. I'm going to say 6 hours of TV.
Oh my God. When there's still an 8-hour work day?
Oh, you have to go to work this day too?
Well, I guess not.
Why would
okay.
that be your perfect day?
So what time do you wake up? Let's assume you don't work.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't work. What time do you wake up?
8:30.
Okay, 8:30.
Between 8:30 and 8:45.
Okay, so between, and what time do you go to bed?
10.
Okay, all right.
Maybe 10:30.
So 14 hours. Half your day you want napping and TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You overshot the runway on both.
wait. An hour nap is too
long of a nap, according to the poll for America's Perfect Day.
So in a perfect day, you nap for less than an hour?
42 minutes is what...
Oh, please.
What the average answer was. 42 minutes. And it was 3 hours of TV.
3 hours of dedicated TV time or the TV being on?
Nobody qualified.
Okay,
that.
Because I would say I have probably 4 hours of dedicated TV time.
But the TV is on all the time.
Yes.
There's never a silent moment.
No.
Why not?
Ugh.
Too many thoughts.
Well, I mean, so boring.
You don't put like music on sometimes?
I prefer, I mean, if I can sing. If it's music I could sing to.
No one's going
to
stop. It's your house.
Right. I'd have to be alone.
Right, yeah.
And then in that instance, perhaps I'd put on some things that I could really get belty with.
Sure.
Just kind of like, you know, putz around the house, doing my popular, you know, whatever. Right. Whatever suits my fancy. But other than that, no. The TV immediately goes on. Immediately.
Okay.
Even if I'm watching it or not.
Huh.
Yeah. How? I can still hear it.
You can.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, well...
You walk around your house quiet?
Yeah, that's not my choice, though. That's my wife. She wants the TV off, like, especially at dinner time, she wants the TV off, which I gotta say, I'm not a fan of.
Then you gotta talk to your kids.
I gotta talk to everybody.
Ugh.
You know? And I do a lot of talking.
Right,
but
yeah.
But if I'm alone, or not alone, but if I'm doing dishes or the kids are somewhere else,
yeah.
I'll just put music on.
We have a friend who keeps his house very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Serial killer.
Yeah, it's a little serial killer.
Yeah.
A quiet house.
Go in there, it's just silent.
A quiet house is filled with thoughts. I've never said that before, but it feels accurate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not thoughts you want.
No.
I would say 2/3 of the thoughts in a silent house are 2/3 you do not want.
Right. Yeah, because guess what? Nothing's worse to me than me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the worst person in the world to me is me.
You don't want to be a 40-year-old person that out of nowhere just gets the thought like, yeah, you really screwed that up in seventh grade, didn't you? You looked so dumb.
Or it's something like, I dropped something and I have to say out loud in a quiet house, come on, Katie.
Oh, I've said that all the time. I say, Gavin, you are so stupid. Because I dropped a piece of paper.
Right.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about what the perfect day is.
Right.
The answer is 3 hours of TV, 42-minute nap. Katie and I have successfully turned that into a therapy session about childhood trauma.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We have been told we have to clean our bedroom. We've talked about this many times. We share this studio with everybody or anybody in the Odyssey building. That's fine. And some things that we have in our studio, I agree, should be tidied up a bit.
Okay, such as?
Mostly Kevin's stuff.
Okay, wow. These are papers of our show.
I know. I don't know why you need to keep
them.
Yeah,
it's like papers from shows of the past.
It just looks so cool to have a stack of papers of our show.
Well, okay, so is it like a good luck thing?
It's a memory thing.
Okay.
Well, if you want to, and I think if you want to make a memory box, you're definitely inclined to do that. That's fine. Just, I get it. They're usually left haphazard and slapdash.
My papers don't bother anyone.
Well, apparently they do. Apparently they do. Now, here's some of the things that I am bothered by.
Okay.
Behind where I sit in the studio, we have started to create a little bit of a showcase.
Yeah, a gallery.
A museum of sorts for fun delivered past. Why do we do this? They're interesting items.
Yep.
They're talk pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we have listeners that come into the studio because they want to meet us or they win tickets and they're excited and they want to see the studio, which you're always welcome to do, come in. Take something.
Yes.
Yeah. Take something from Fun Delivered.
A memento.
Would you like a road sign that says shoulder work ahead?
Right.
Yeah. Would you like an infinity metal sign that says Kylie loves Justin June 29th, 2024?
That's cute.
Would you like what is about 75 pens for
360
wraps.
360 wraps. Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on. And I can understand how to the untrained eye, and by untrained, I mean my boss,
yeah.
Why this looks like garbage. But to somebody who actually listens to our show, it's not.
Treasures.
Yes.
And right. They come in, they're like, I remember when you opened
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
It was great.
We've hung the dream catcher. I don't know if you saw that, Kevin.
Oh, you see, we hung it?
Right?
Oh, my God.
And now it's there. It's going to catch all our dreams.
It hits okay? so perfectly.
So I think we should fight passionately back against at least this.
Okay.
This is like the compromise, okay between Russia and Ukraine. Okay.
Okay.
We have to give up some territory. Okay, that can be Kevin's mess.
Okay.
But we have to maintain some of
our land.
Our land.
Yes.
And that is the
for the people.
The Fun Delivered.
Yeah. Okay. Showcase. I think also it's not just they see it as trash. Art is subjective.
Right.
And really, this is a gallery.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Now, there are two things that if you come in to the studio and you want to take something from the Fun Delivered gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Two things you cannot have are Krista and Krista.
Right.
Yes.
Now, Krista and Krista are one, a neon sign that says Krista.
Yes.
And two, some sort of sexy anime girl that lights up and changes color.
A cat maid.
That we named Krista.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So Krista and Krista have to stay here. What's very unfortunate is that the email that they sent us mentioned
the neon light.
Krista.
Yeah.
Specifically.
And so, that makes me worried.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm prepared to go to battle. Now, one final thing that's in the studio that I'm, again, willing to say, like, okay, I get it. We can take it out of here.
Okay.
We have an empty cardboard box.
I feel like you guys have an empty cardboard box.
No, it's ours.
This
isn't
something this is for everybody.
Okay.
It feels good.
I didn't necessarily feel like we needed this the same way you guys.
It feels good.
And I'm just telling everybody that this could be good for you, too,
yes.
to do in your own house or your own office.
Okay.
You know, you're upset.
He's doing it. He's going to do it.
It's an empty cardboard box, so you're not going to hurt anything or anyone with it.
Right.
Okay? But, man.
Yeah,
it feels so good to throw it.
They just want to rage around the room with it. Throw it on the ground.
Throw it, Kevin. Throw it against the door or something. Yes!
Wow!
Yes!
That was exhilarating.
And it feels so good.
Does
and
it?
If you kick it, it's
yes.
great.
Give it a kick. Yeah!
Wow!
It does.
Yes!
It does seem like.
Yes!
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 Katie, try
no,
it.
No.
Just do it.
I don't want to.
Think of something that makes
Come
you
on.
Angry.
Just try it.
Just oh release
Bring
it.
Bring it over here and I'll kick it.
Think of something that angers you and just swing it right across me. Go okay. to the wall. Yes!
Huh?
Huh?
It's okay.
It's okay. All right. Well, listen. Wow, she doesn't have the testosterone running
yeah,
through her veins
that,
you know, you and I have, Kevin.
Woo! I'm pumped.
I mean, I still feel...
I feel euphoric.
Yeah,
you
I do. I feel
yeah,
pretty good. I do.
Still, I think
feel
the rage
great.
Is still
could
there
be our,
for me.
Could be our high blood pressure.
A little bit, but... maybe it is best this box goes away because you guys, first of all, you started screaming.
Yeah.
You guys got real big eyes
yeah.
and you shook your fists at each other
wow.
and screamed.
Felt so good, though. Felt so
great.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, so long, Rage Box. So long, Kevin's Mess.
Wow.
But Fun Delivered Gallery, you will stay.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Khloe Kardashian, is she the one who dated Lamar Odom?
They were married.
They were married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's got interesting taste in men.
Well, and then her baby daddy did her pretty dirty, too.
Who was that?
Tristan Thompson.
What'd he do?
She found out he was cheating on her and maybe even got somebody else pregnant right before she went into labor.
Oh my God, really? Okay, so, well, when you hear that story, it makes this one seem not so bad. But she was on a podcast, and she talked about what is something that an ex that she dated did in bed that was so bad she had to break up with him. Here's the audio.
I can't remember if we were intimate or not at this point. I'm assuming we were. I don't know, but I'm assuming. And he slept over and he wet the bed.
No. What?
He wet the bed. Peed the bed. There's more.
Oh. But like just wet the bed. And I was like, okay, that's weird. Never addressed it. Like we never talked about it. I was like, okay, maybe this didn't happen because like we didn't talk about it.
Were you guys partying or no?
I don't think we were. I remember the second time he slept over, he did it again.
No!
And I remember telling him.
No.
No.
He did it again. He did it twice.
Oh, that makes me feel really bad for him.
Like, what's going on?
Well, obviously, he suffers from incontinence.
Do you think that's what it is?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how grown-up bedwetting works.
Have you ever wet the bed?
Not as an adult.
Never?
No.
Really?
No.
Not when you're drunk?
No.
Not when you're sick?
Do you want to tell us something?
Oh, I'll gladly admit it. I've wet the bed, sure. But I mean, it's been one of those two. I've been very, very drunk. Or I have been very, very sick. When you have to pee in the middle of the night while you're sleeping, maybe it's just me, but my brain does this really weird thing where at first it feels like a dream.
Okay.
Like I get the sensation like you have to go to the bathroom. But then there's part of me also thinking like, but you're just dreaming that you have to go to the bathroom. And then there is this half awake, half dream negotiation with myself like, fine. You have to pee, but we can lay here for a while. Like, we've got hours before we really have to pee. Whereas the truth of the matter is, if you're getting the sensation you have to pee in the middle of the night,
you have to go.
You have to go.
Yeah.
But I do this, like, weird thing. And, like, eventually, like, when I'm a normal, sober, not sick person, eventually I will be like, ugh, fine, brain.
God, that is so, like, just get up now and get it over with.
Right.
And then you can go back to sleep.
But I promise.
I have not, as an adult, wet the bed ever.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you.
Now, I've only done it, like, I don't know, 2 times since I was 18.
Okay.
3 times maybe at the most.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, we're talking about how many years now? 30? Around about 30.
I guess so.
So like, I mean, it's not like I have a problem.
No, I
it's
don't
not
think
like every time I sleep with Khloe Kardashian,
I
wet the bed.
Maybe this is something that happens to more people than I realize.
But what's shocking about that is you can't control your pee sometimes when you're awake. So I'm impressed that you can control, like, I'll admit that I've peed the bed 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
But you pee all the time.
Yeah.
You're probably peeing right now.
But it's not, it's just like a little.
Well, but pee is pee. I'm not saying that like when I've wet the bed.
Listen, if you've had enough kids and you sneeze.
Wow.
It's a complicated situation.
I guess.
Right. Anyways, what would you do if this happened to you?
If I was the peer or if I was sleeping with a girl I was dating and she peed the bed.
She peed.
I couldn't possibly date that person, especially if it happened twice.
Oh, I'd feel so bad for them.
You wouldn't just break it off?
No, because by the time I'm sleeping over with somebody, I'm already in.
Huh. I break it off.
That's so mean.
But we just started dating. I don't know. Like, I just can't. Now, granted, a man laying unconscious next to a woman, very different than a woman laying unconscious next to a man.
Well,
so,
sure.
Like, I'm willing to do that earlier in the relationship, you know.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I got my screwdriver under the bed.
She's, you know? Likely you could outstrong her.
Right. Unless she's got a rag soaked in chloroform, I'm going to have the upper hand.
Maybe that's what makes people pee.
The chloroform?
Yeah, you're literally unconscious.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's what was happening. Khloe Kardashian was trying to kill this guy twice.
Allegedly.
I don't know. I mean, it's nice that you would feel bad for that person.
Of course I would.
916-909-1065. Text in. Would you break it off with that person like Khloe Kardashian? Or would you make that person your pet project like Katie?
No, that's not what I said.
We're going to fix it. We're going to fix this bladder of yours. Well, lots of men do this.
Well, it happens so long, guys.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
goes to the .govs, the .orgs, and the .nets, maybe even the .au. He finds interesting facts to share with us. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Elvis only won 3 Grammys?
Really?
Why? I don't. Why is that shocking?
He's a world phenomenon. Didn't he invent peanut butter and butter? I mean, peanut butter and banana.
Tell us more about Elvis. That's what I care about.
His favorite sandwich was peanut butter and banana.
Okay.
Delish.
Okay. Do you know how he died?
Suicide.
No. Well, long form, I guess.
Oh.
He died overdose. He died on the toilet.
Oh, my. Why? IBS?
I think he was straining, and it gave him a heart attack.
On the toilet?
Yeah.
I see. If I was going to go down, that's probably how I would go down.
Well, that's where you spend a lot of your time. So the odds definitely increase.
Oh, yeah, man.
They're definitely better for you. What's your favorite Elvis song?
The one that says, you know, like, hey, baby.
Have you ever heard an Elvis song?
Yes. It's about love.
Which one?
The love one. You know, when he's like, oh, baby, come back.
Baby, come back?
I don't know. You know,
I am loving your Elvis impersonation.
It's been so long.
It's really good.
I just eat peanut butter and banana in honor of him.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yes.
Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know a shark is the only known fish that can blink with both eyes?
Ew.
That's terrifying.
What does that mean?
That means they have to moist up their eyeballs.
Don't all fish have plenty of moisture on their eyeballs?
That's a good point.
I think that they do it. I think that they
to
have that
ability. Protect them from the salt.
Okay. Man, you're always so close. I think it's so that they can protect their eyes.
Oh, to see better because they're predators.
You know, if you would let somebody finish a sentence,
right.
You might actually learn something.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, what do they say if you're being attacked by a shark? What are you supposed to do?
Fish are friends, not food.
Okay, you're supposed to poke it in the eye.
Poke it in the eye? That's so mean. Okay. And I'm not getting that close.
No, well, you're being attacked.
You're attacked.
Like, so he's coming close to me.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice.
But I'm swimming away.
Okay, so I think that because their eyes are so sensitive, they can lower their lids to protect themselves.
You're all supposed to punch it in the nose, too.
Oh, that's so mean.
Well, right. You know what? Let it bite you. I hope it does.
They're going to bite you. They're biting you.
I feel
you.
Like if I would meet a shark, I would empathize with it first before okay. attacking it.
And what would you say? How would you empathize with it?
I would look at it straight in the eye.
Because nobody ever does.
No. Nope.
Give it respect.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know Frederick Bauer, the inventor of Pringles.
Why are you straining with this?
This name looks funny.
Okay, sorry to start over.
Frederick Bauer, the inventor of Pringles can, is buried in one.
That can't be true.
It is true.
Why?
Google it.
First of all, Pringles can's too little.
He's a little fella.
Ashes.
A custom. Could you imagine being proud of something that much?
I mean, at least you've got a story.
He was cremated.
She just said that.
Well, I was reading. Okay. I was reading
Tell
Google
us more about how stupid yeah, it is. Go
please.
Ahead.
I think that's beautiful.
I feel sad for him.
Oh, okay. Why?
I don't know. I just feel like he deserves to be in an urn and not a Pringles can.
Well,
even if he did invent it. First of all, what is there to invent? He invented the cylinder? We've always had that. Okay, second of all, it's for not even potato chips. It's for potato-like chips.
I love Pringles. I will not accept any Pringles slander. I'm going to be honest. The way that they literally just dissolve in your mouth, yeah. I love it.
Because they're like pressure formed
right.
crumbs.
Yeah, it's basically like formica board
right.
where it's just a bunch of pieces and then just molded it together. Fine, whatever. Save me the time to chew. I'm fine.
Is but chewing putting you out?
Some days.
All right.
I don't think it's it seems like this is probably his choice.
No, I know.
So then what's sad about it?
I don't know. It just seems sad.
Well, you didn't have the fortitude to come up with the cylinder, so.
Neither did Freddie Bauer.
Don't call him Freddie. You don't even respect him. You call him Frederick.
Right.
You don't respect the what he's done for this world. Think about it.
He didn't invent Pringles.
I understand.
He invented what Pringles go into.
Which, by the way, imagine if we just put him in a bag. It would be chaos. We needed him.
That should have been a red flag to the Pringles Corporation. Sir, this is a great product. It's saving us so much money on chewing. But, like, if we put it in a bag, it's Chex paper. Chaos. Get Fred up here right now. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.